I, of course, am G Money. Welcome on and all to another Tuesday evening right here in the heart of Maui Town in the Queen Kahumanu Center. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. And yes, I am the fabulous G Money. Let me clap for myself. What?
You bought a new shirt.
I did not.
He's,
I've had this shirt
feeling
for,
fabulous.
I've had this. I've had this
oh,
shirt.
Oh, so that's
for,
an old shirt.
Yeah,
never
it's
mind.
An old shirt. I've had this for a long time.
It's just backwards.
Okay. Well,
so
just
backwards. Yeah. So what? And you're wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, I am.
You cannot be fabulous in sweatpants.
First of all,
that's a rule.
You can only see me from the waist up. It's all good. So don't worry about it.
Yeah,
anyway,
we don't need to see you. It's a
night of movie reviews, gaming news, and trailers that came out, and even some short films. Courtesy of Universal Studios. So I don't know if everybody got to see it, but yeah. No?
Oh, the Jurassic
World. The Jurassic World. Hey, you stop it.
The
enough
Jurassic World.
Wasn't good?
Yeah, Jurassic World. No, it was actually not bad.
It's a tie into the, it's a tie into the movies, like
yeah.
a
yeah.
short movie.
Yeah, it's a short little, yeah, it's oh, like an nice. 8-minute little mini
is
movie.
Is it animated?
No.
No.
Live action.
It's live action.
It's what to expect in the next Jurassic World.
Yeah. Directed by Colin Trevor Ralph. Ugh. No, I'm not digging
is
his
Superman
movies.
Superman in it?
No.
Can he be in it?
Yes. I want him to be in it. Can he rescue us from the dinosaurs taking over the Earth? That'd be great.
Wasn't it supposed to lead into an FX series?
There's something like that. I don't know what it was. But anyway, listen, before we get started, it is time to check in with the crew that is here tonight. We are a bit light in the loafers this evening because Gannon and Franny is not here.
There's still five people here, though.
I know. But neither is Todd Bernardi.
We missed Todd.
Do we? All right, just checking. All right. He's going to get so mad when he hears this. But that's okay. I'm fine with it.
Not his vocal antics, but...
Yeah. Yeah, no. Alika took care of that for us.
I know. I was very disappointed in myself.
Well, let's get right to it. I'm gonna save all of the wonderful intros
for
later.
I think we at three viewers, and then we were at two. I think that was Todd logging off.
I think it was Todd logging off.
He heard his name, and I was like, I'm not sticking around for this.
Big shout-out to Captain Five Stars. He is the Cinema Scholar. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to Aaron. He's in the house.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Also joining us this evening, he is the gaming guru, our man in black. Please give it up for Format. He's in the house.
Hey, that's me. Mm-hmm.
Hey, these are fast intros.
Yeah, but also joining us
Could
this evening,
fast
he is the
people.
Producer seducer. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kai Kai. He's in the house.
Woo!
Kai! Hey, Carl. Carl's in the chat.
Carl's in the chat. Sweet.
Stop calling me a broom.
And finally tonight, he is the... chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books. He is also the sinister minister of Maui Comic-Con. And yes, he
that's
is also
scary,
the self-proclaimed
although it does happen near Halloween, so maybe you
comic
could do like
master.
A...
He's a doctor as well.
And
I'm not a doctor. What?
You can expect to see him
that,
all gussied up come October 26th and 27th at Maui Comic-Con. Ladies and
you
gentlemen, please
title,
put your
right?
hands together for the freakiest, the leakiest, the gosh darn deakiest. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Dr. Freaky, Daddy Leek. Leek is in the house tonight.
Yes, yay.
Just trim it up to gosh darn deakiest next time. And
yay.
That's good.
Yeah, so good? Much yeah. names.
All right, sweet.
G. Willikers.
G. Willikers.
So
well,
much names.
Before we do get started, it is time to check in with the leaky one.
Yay.
Anyway, every Wednesday is new Comic Book Wednesday in the heart of Kahului Town right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles in the Queen Kahumanu Center. Nope. And yes, let's find out what is new this week in the world of comic books.
No, don't look at Aaron. He's not going to say anything.
Do it.
No, so anyways.
Oh, Daddy Leech,
let's
reduce that comic book list and put it on my shelf.
Yes, I will put it on your show.
Yes! Thank
it took
you.
Me a while.
Thank
I was like,
you,
why are you staring
that
at me?
That was awesome.
Why
I was waiting for you.
At
There's no one here.
No entendre necessary. Just a shelf. Anyways.
Anyway, what's
I'll
going on in
so
comic books today?
On Facebook, if you follow comic book stores, mm-hmm. you'll notice that some of them on the East Coast had a delay due to Diamond shipping.
Yes.
And so I called Diamond up. We're not delayed. We get our comics tomorrow.
Good for you.
Oh, nice.
But that's still later than every store in the country who gets them Tuesday night so they can sort them. So we sort them like Wednesday day,
yep.
just so you know, and lunchtime's the best time to come in for
Nice.
Them. Anyways, tomorrow's coming out Absolute Carnage, number 3 of 5.
Ooh.
Absolute Carnage, Lethal Protectors, number 2 of 3. Arrow, number 3. That's the Swordsman Not sure if that's from the Korean comic or a manga or something.
Oh, so it's not based on, like, the Arrow.
It was just brought into the Marvel Universe proper.
Oh, you're talking about that, yeah.
It feels like an anime, like a manga
Oh, so I was assuming, I thought it had something to
Marvel
do with
Marvel Agents of Atlas?
Green Arrow or something.
No.
Okay,
it's
gotcha.
It's all Asian Avengers, basically.
Whoa.
No,
you can't say that.
Yeah, right, no, they're all from Asia.
Okay.
Just the country,
hey, listen,
Asia.
Watch your mouth. Okay, somebody just got in trouble this
week. What's the capital of Asia?
I'm talking about
Bangkok.
The continent of Asia.
All right.
Enough. Somebody's going to get in trouble. Somebody's going to get kicked off the show.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that'd be me.
Moving on.
The capital in Asia is the A. The first one?
That's true.
Yes. That was me.
True. That was a brain teaser. Mm-hmm. You won that one, Format.
People kicked me off for it.
I win all the games.
Archie 1955, number 1 of 5.
Archie 1955, they're going back, huh?
It's a throwback.
When he was puritanical, that's my favorite Archie.
Back when he was printed on Christian Spire Press.
Yes, and he wasn't having sex with Betty or Veronica.
Is he having sex in the new ones?
And
I haven't read them. Oh. Don't say stuff like that, man.
And
it's on the show.
He didn't have any gay friends.
Why did you whisper that? You disgust me.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking of which,
yes!
The Maui AIDS Foundation is having a fundraiser this weekend at, I think, Sunsets, which was the old Kona's on the Green.
Yes.
In Kihei. And it's a Game of Thrones-themed cosplay.
Oh, sick.
And I've done Maui events with the Maui AIDS Foundation. They're super cool.
They're great.
Yeah, they're great.
For sure.
Yeah, so don't whisper gay stuff next time. Say it loud and proud.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Come on.
I'll do that next time.
Grow up.
All right, sorry.
Batman 79. Black Panther, Agents of Wakanda, number 1.
Ooh.
Daredevil 181 facsimile edition.
Who would be the Agents of Wakanda? Isn't that the Dormelage?
Maybe.
All right. Just chatting. I have no idea.
I haven't read it yet.
All right.
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, number 9. Excellence, number 5. That's an indie book, I think it's.
Excellence.
Firefly, number 9.
As in Firefly?
The Adventures of, Joss Whedon's Firefly.
Wow.
Flaming Carrot, comics, omnibus. Ooh, Flaming Carrot. Flash 4.
It's funny that you're excited by your own list.
Well, you know, Flaming Carrot doesn't have any ongoing series. He's a 1990s independent comic.
Right.
Created by Bob Burden, very absurdist, about a guy with a giant flaming carrot for a head.
Mm-hmm.
With flippers for feet or whatever. It's a funny comic.
Flippers, because he wouldn't have feet if he has flippers.
I don't know what they are.
Oh, okay,
got it. They're green.
Okay, good.
All right. High Level, number 6, the video game based
comic. What?
Right?
High Level? What the hell is that? I've never heard of it.
Really?
Sounds new. Yeah.
It's been coming out for a while, and I think they have a delayed release because it started. I think we got number 1 when we first moved into this store.
Oh, okay.
So I think they skipped a few months.
Nice.
House of X, number 5 of 6.
Yeah, let's hope for that. Still going strong.
Lex Luthor, Year of the Villain, number 1. Wild West, Middle West, I'm sorry, Middle West, number 11. Mm. Napoleon Dynamite, number 1.
Oh.
Why?
What reason?
Why would you make a comic of that? Actually, the cartoon was actually pretty funny.
The movie
Nightwing,
sucked.
The movie was incredible.
Oh, my gosh. The movie was awful.
Oh, get your head out of your A.
Is that a capital A?
Would that
a?
Be capital A?
The capital A. Once in Future, number 2 of 6.
Get your head out of your A.
Rick and Morty versus D&D 2. Painscape,
nice.
Number 1. Painscape. That's a good name for a book. Savage Sword of Conan, number 9.
Is Rick and Morty actually selling comics?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are they?
It's a very popular title.
Got it.
Second Coming, number 3. That book that got canceled on Vertigo because it was so controversial is about Jesus
coming back
trying to mentor a superhero.
Right.
Called Sun Man.
I was hoping it was going to be Jesus coming back and seeking retribution on the earth.
I don't know. It could take a turn. You ever read Miracle Man, number 15? Dark stuff.
Dark stuff, all right.
Heads on pikes.
Fair enough.
You don't want to see it.
So the nerd watchers in the chat are wondering if you need glasses because you keep squinting at your...
Well, there's no light.
It's hard to read it off the phone. I usually have the paper list. I'm fine.
Got it. Okay, got it. So, yes, he needs readers.
Yes, I do. My eyes are terrible. I hate to admit it. I'm on the computer all day. Spider-Man, number 1 of 5.
It's not like you need a blue lens glasses.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need the blue lens glasses. The blue lens filter glasses, that helps a lot. Yeah,
okay.
I'm with you.
Thanks for the advice, guys. Star Wars Age of the Republic, Rey, number one.
That's why you get a producer seducer.
Star Wars Age of the Republic, Rose Tico, number one. Everybody's excited for that book. That's not going to cause any fanboy rage at all. I'm sure they're not going to slip some...
Rose.
What is it? Say it. Say the three letters I know you want to say.
SJW.
Yeah, you idiot.
Yes.
You sound like a moron when you say that.
You know what you can do? Your safe space.
You're so stupid.
Yay.
Star Wars Dr. Aphra number 36. Dr. Aphra has been a really popular title.
Yes.
Dr. Aphra, of course, being the doctor that helps Darth Vader clean his Bacta tank, I guess.
Wow. What a
pretty
guy.
Much. What? Pretty much that's what
pretty
it was.
Sweet.
Steeple number 105. Steven Universe ongoing number 32. Ooh,
when he cleans his back taint, is it is he still a white guy underneath there?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Darth Vader?
It's just a James Earl Jones voice modifier.
Oh.
He's like T-Pain. They're like, do you want T-Pain or James Earl Jones? He's like, James Earl Jones is much more dignified.
Yes.
T-Pain,
I'm a joke, bitch. Woo! Superman number 15.
I am your father.
Yeah. There's two settings. Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen number 3.
Oh, they're still buddies.
Yeah, they sure are buddies. Teen Titans number 34.
Teen Titans.
Teen Titans Go number 36, which is better than Teen Titans.
I think this isn't bull crap, but anyway, doesn't that coincide with the release of the Teen Titans versus Teen Titans Go?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
Why doesn't sound like something you made up?
Oh, well, did I?
Well, that movie's coming down eventually.
It's Tony Stark, yet. Iron Man number 16. Umbrella Academy Trade Paperback 3 Hotel Oblivion is coming out.
And for those of you asking in the chat, SJW was a group in
the
1990s.
No, that's SWV. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop. It's SWV.
Yeah. SSWW.
UUV double V.
That's too many letters.
All of them. There's like 15 of them.
Yeah, there is.
Valkyrie, Jane Foster, number 3.
Oh, sick.
Yes, sir. And Wonder Woman Come Back to Me number 3 of 6.
Can't wait to see how that movie's gonna do when it's just her as Thor. It's sweet.
Not gonna be just her. Taika said.
Did Taika say?
He said.
Alright, fine. Yeah.
They're bringing in the horse.
And that's the whole comic list.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, say thank you to Alika for giving us the comic book list for this week.
Thank you, Alika.
Thank you for letting me read the list.
Yeah. You can check out his store and his comics right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles in the Queen Kamana Center if you happen to be in Maui. And you can check him out every single day. This shop is open Monday through Monday from 9 to 9. 8 to 9? What is it? What's the store hours?
Here?
Yeah.
9:30 to 9.
9:30 to 9 o'clock.
Weeknights.
Check it out. It's Maui.
Saturday.
Comics and collectibles. Now, before we get off of you, Alika, question.
Yeah.
How's everything going with Comic-Con?
It's going incredible.
Good.
We locked in the Artist Alley. We've almost completely filled up the vendors hall. We got a couple spaces left.
Where can people find the vendor applications?
I can email it to you if you email me it right now. We're gonna upload it to the website pretty soon at MauiComicCon.com. We're still updating the website.
You do know that I ask these questions.
No, you're great. Hey,
okay, good.
Good job, man. Good job.
I just want to make sure. I don't mean to like put you on the spot.
No, you're not putting me on the spot. But we're really excited about the Artist Alley, so we're trying to update that section because we just locked in who we got in there. So
sweet.
We're excited to release that list.
Well, for me, that Artist Alley is not going to be complete this year because DJ Cavicani is not going to be
there. Yeah.
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 He has other opportunities.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Don't make him feel bad, man.
No, I want to. I want to make him feel real bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're a horrible person.
Right. I know.
That's
I
up
am.
To you,
it's
man.
Fine.
It's your show.
Thank you. Well, anyway.
Don't tell him that. He's going to think he can make decisions.
It is my show. It's awesome. Anyway, this weekend, this past weekend, I should say, this past weekend, there was some movies that hit the theater, and A-Ron, if you can believe it.
Didn't see them.
Didn't went to see them.
Oh.
So who do you go with these movies?
Just myself.
Oh, okay. And when you
I didn't want to say it first because I don't want to be mean. Because I have an idea for a show. A-Ron goes to the movies alone. It'll be kind of sad,
damn.
But also, the viewers will feel compelled to watch and keep Aaron company.
Oh, very good. That'll be the saddest show on the internet.
It's already the saddest
show. They see
show.
Me walking
but the,
sad.
The best part of the movie is him going to buy the snacks.
Yeah.
Giving the guy one ticket.
Today was harsh because I bought a cheeseburger in my morning. I had to wait by myself.
Can I get a large Diet Coke and a cheeseburger?
Oh, you poor baby.
I used to be able to go to people until my workplace switched my days off.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. That's crazy. But anyway, listen.
You start living in a different world when you have different days off for people.
You do.
You're like, this is what Thursday off feels like? The people are totally different.
Different.
It's a different world.
So Aaron went to go see a couple of movies this weekend, and the only reason why I bring up one of them especially is because I didn't realize
it was
the
a movie.
Pop culture phenomenon of Downton Abbey. Apparently, people showed up. No, I swear to God.
Did they cosplay as Downton Abbey?
Yes, people went to the movies and cosplayed.
Are you effing kidding
me?
Don't
photos.
Tell me this stuff.
They cosplayed at the theater.
Brutal.
First of all,
they just dressed nice, okay?
No, they dressed.
Did anybody come in a horse and buggy? Tell
era.
Me that. Did they come in a horse and buggy?
Somebody took the time to cosplay.
It was
insane.
Somebody cosplay as a horse.
How many people did you see?
About 20 people.
In cosplay.
That is incredible.
Wow,
that's a lot of people.
Wow.
I had no idea the pop culture phenomena.
That's cool.
It's yeah.
It just wanted to look nice.
Well, first of all, I went in and the theater was like,
I mean, I don't mean to poke fun. It is.
We should.
Cosplay is fun.
We should mock them.
What's wrong with you?
Look, if you want to dress like a British dandy.
British dandy, I love it.
Is that a word?
I love
it. I've never seen the show. I'm sure it's incredible because it's super popular.
Well, like I said, I didn't realize it was such a pop culture phenomenon until
you
told me that.
When you got Dave Chappelle doing Downton Abbey sketches,
yeah, I guess that's
popular.
True, too, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
I walked in that theater, so the people were sitting on the floor. They even bought the wheelchair space. Because there was no space.
Hey,
shut up.
They had
that's
to
like Spider-Man.
I've done that before. And if somebody in a wheelchair comes, you get out of the way.
Yeah, okay.
But if that's the only place to be, then it's the only place to be.
And then you ask the guy in the wheelchair for your money back, bro.
You're going to pay me for this?
You're a horrible person.
For it.
There was a lot of people getting upset that there was no seats, so they had to open a second show.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Damn it.
They opened a second theater.
That is insane.
15 minutes later.
Unbelievable.
But in the show I was sitting in, like 20 people... started just kept coming full on cosplay. They even made
that's
little
awesome.
Snacks of the time era.
Shut
what?
Up.
Like
you know, like pretzels.
Pretzels were around back then.
They had pedophores.
Wasn't popcorn around back then?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Aaron, do you have Instagram?
Next they definitely had licorice back then.
Yeah, you should definitely have taken pictures or something.
Yeah.
Isn't licorice like
the
young?
You can't use that because then they're going to look at it and be like,
witch!
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's not a. This
no?
isn't a medieval festival.
Oh, all right.
They're not like in character.
And the enthusiasm for that movie was incredible. Like, so when the movie starts, there's a 10-minute recap of all six seasons.
What?
Jesus.
What is this?
This might actually be a good jumping on point.
What is this, like a Marvel thing?
Yes. Well, they introduce it as people who want to refresh or people who want to get into the show.
Oh, my god!
And then after that, there's one trailer and then the movie. That's how they set it up.
See, what's the funny thing is I always think of this as PBS. I never thought of this as anything other than like a PBS masterpiece theater thing. I was...
Right. It's like this.
Jeez.
What is it?
They've had a few good... They've had a few good dramas in the past.
Yeah.
I guess this one has really got some kind of reach for people, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right. Well, interesting.
Oh, yeah,
it's got everything for...
Pompous white people.
Yeah. First of all, who doesn't love a good pompous white guy?
There's a huge applause before and after.
Really?
Yeah, I bet. Just like the Marvel movies.
Did anybody in the Downton Abbey movie have any, like, shields or special powers or anything? Or?
No.
Nobody?
No.
Just
how was the mid-credits?
Yeah, was there a stinger?
Oh, but they left it open for another one.
Oh, of course they did!
Well, it works both ways, closer and opener.
Oh,
for the next one.
Wow. It's incredible. Now, you went to go see another film.
And it's actually outselling Rambo.
Rambo's open right now?
Yeah.
Rambo opens this
Thursday.
Because Downton Abbey opens this Thursday.
Right
this
now,
he went to a special screening.
I see.
Right now, Downton Abbey's only a few seats away from sold out.
Wow.
Rambo's still wide open.
So, listen, I don't want you to spend too much time on this film, but the only reason why I bring it up is because, of course, J-Lo's in it.
Oh, yeah.
You went to go see the stripper movie.
Wasn't it called
Hustle? One of the three.
Showgirls?
Hustler?
Showgirls 2019?
Okay, let's ask what everybody's on their mind.
Exactly. Answer the call?
No, format.
Jayla wants to be in a Marvel movie?
Let's ask what the most important thing is on their mind. Is there anyone that reveals anything that is inappropriate for...
Not the actresses.
Oh.
Oh, but the dudes. So you actually, were like, there,
how
oh,
long?
Yeah.
Actually, there is a...
The old fruit basket.
There is a swinging
oh,
guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the,
does he do the helicopter?
Oh,
does
yeah.
the ring toss?
Yeah, yeah. So does Cardi B relive her old days in this film?
Her
she
old
gets
things?
Revealing, but not...
Yeah, too, Cardi B was a, from what I understand, she was a stripper back in the day, wasn't she?
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't follow her enough to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, she was.
All I know is that she chirps like a bird for some reason.
Oh, I don't know what the hell that stupid thing
yeah,
is.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what the hell that is.
It's I like can a, make it. I just don't want to do
it's
it.
It's like a call.
It's one of those but, things that I never caught on to.
It's like a superhero call.
All right.
She does Sweet. That. She does that, and then Birdman comes.
Yeah. Birdman.
Not that Birdman.
Oh, and so. Bird Boy. I think he said in one show that she was hardly going to be in it.
Oh.
She's hardly in it.
She's, of course. Yeah. I told you she was hardly going to be in it.
Her and Lizzo is hardly in it.
Yeah, I told you she was hardly going to be in it.
Who?
Cardi.
Oh.
Cardi B.
Lizzo's in
Lizzo.
It?
Yeah.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
The movie's a hit.
Who the hell
I know
is
more about Lizzo than I do about Cardi B.
Who the frick is Lizzo?
She's the millennial Madonna. Mm-hmm. Deal
I don't
with
even
it.
Know who the hell that is.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Anyway.
She's actually pretty cool.
Question.
I think you dig her.
Okay. Is it
She's
good?
Running things.
Yeah.
It really is a Showgirls of 2019.
Oh, so it's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Sweet. It's really bad. All right. Ah, man, so this is so bad, it's good.
Constance Wu is so miscast.
Who is this?
Constance Wu is this?
I love her.
She actually gets higher billing than J-Lo.
I think she's
what?
Really?
She I think she's like the star of the show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
She is so miscast.
She's the star of this show.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of hers at all.
Is that why J-Lo was
like
online?
Constance
don't like her. I don't like her. I don't
what
like
about
her acting. I think
Fresh
she,
Off the Boat?
I don't think she's good in that.
Oh,
Fresh
she's
Off the Boat.
Incredible
I think
show.
I think the other guy is good in
Randall
Fresh
Park?
Off the Boat. Randall Park is great.
They're both incredible together.
Randall
Are you
Park
kidding
is good no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, he's
no
good everywhere.
That's a good point as well. Yeah, Randall Park is just damn good. I just don't like, I don't know. I don't think she's that engaging. I don't like her that much. I mean, as far as me, I don't know her personally,
Jim,
obviously.
He's good as
I love that he's good as the FBI agent in Ant-Man.
Yeah, right? He's good in everything.
Incredible.
He's good, yeah. He's a great Kim Jong-un.
Right?
In the interview.
That's actually my first exposure to him. I didn't see Fresh Off the Boat first. I saw the interview first. And I was like, this guy is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Is he on Magnum PI as well?
I think he may have made a special appearance. First of all, it's hard for me to see... That guy,
Magnum P.I.
Jay Hernandez as Magnum P.I. It's a tough one for me, to be fair.
You want Tom Selleck.
I do. That's my thing. Yeah. I want Tom Selleck.
He
could still play Magnum P.I. today.
Oh, yeah, he can.
Oh, man.
I don't believe it.
Just thinking about his deliciously fuzzy mustache gets me all excited. Anyway, sorry.
That sounds
moving
weird.
On. So good. Okay. So those are the two movies you saw this weekend. Last Blood's coming out this week.
J-Lo's great, though. Just
J-Lo's not great in anything.
If you have a heart defect, don't go to the movie.
Other than...
Is that why she wants
Maid
to go?
The only thing
order?
J-Lo's good in is The Wedding Planner. That's it.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. Skip it.
Skip it? Is that why you watched it twice?
No, I saw it once.
Oh, you just watched it once? Okay.
Today I saw three movies.
Oh, what was the third one?
Freaks. The one with Emil Hirsch.
Oh, is that the sci-fi one?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It's all right. It's very... There's a lot of story packed into... A very
it was like
short
a special screening,
time.
Right? Yeah, it was like 90 minutes long or something.
Yeah, it's very ambitious. Mm. And for a long period of time, they just keep throwing stuff at you and they're intentionally making you confused. And you're like, what the?
It's
kind of campy, though.
All right. And so then, if you like sci-fi B movies, check it out. All right. Mm. Check that out.
Sweet. It's more for a sci-fi channel, I think.
Yeah. Now, there was a couple of other things.
I did see The Goldfinch, though.
You did?
Real quick, yeah. Because that movie's getting atrocious.
Reviews? Oh, I know it is.
It's getting
it looks
hated
awful.
Reviews.
Yeah, so it looks good.
And
in
I really
like
it.
Did you?
Yeah, because I didn't read the book. So
wow. All right. Look at you. Four movies then you watched.
Which one?
Three. Goldfinch.
Goldfinch.
It's a drama about there's an explosion in an art museum or something.
Yeah.
He steals the painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won like the Pulitzer. It was like a huge.
But they're
deal.
On the brooms.
Yeah, and then the Captain America showed up. Pretty crazy. It was weird.
On the brooms.
And they get the snitch.
Right, they get the snitch.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, he said gold snitch.
Yeah,
that's what he said, yeah. Anyway.
I don't know how this movie could be bad. A movie about Quidditch?
Well, it's a movie about Quidditch, but no Harry Potter, which is weird. So
you can make a movie without Harry Potter.
Right. Harry Potter's
okay. Fair
make
enough.
It a competition movie.
All right. Well, speaking of cultural phenomenons, Jurassic World premiered a very short film on the interwebs today.
Oh, it's on the interwebs?
It's on the interwebs.
What?
You can check it out. As we all know that the ending of the Lost,
The Fallen Kingdom.
Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, we saw that the dinosaurs were loosed upon the earth. And what a better way to celebrate and to defend yourself against...
They were loosed.
Loosed. What a better way to celebrate the freedom of dinosaurs on the earth than by going camping in the forest.
Let's go hunt.
Yes. So this family in this little film goes camping in the forest.
I'm going to catch me.
Yes.
During the dinosaur apocalypse?
Yes.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, good on you, right? So, are we...
What did go wrong?
Catch a velociraptor.
I hope they brought enough water.
Right, are we surprised?
And a shotgun.
And they're all in their campers chilling out, big bonfire, everything's going down. Hey, listen. No, there's not any dinosaurs.
Let's imitate dinosaur noises.
All of a sudden, they're freaked out, like, what's that? Like, what the... That was the
Did
only...
Did you see it?
Yes, I watched it. Yeah. It's 8 minutes long.
I posted it on the Nerdwatch.
So is this the movie?
It's
no.
What you're
saying? It's the Jurassic World
movie.
It's the Jurassic World we always wanted. It's short, sweet, and to the point.
To the point.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Then it's over in 5 minutes.
In 8 minutes,
painless.
It's the most stupid and asinine
painless.
Setup.
Get ready.
I've
it might be more.
Ever seen
Chris Pratt free minutes?
Is BDH still running in high heels?
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Bryce Dallas Howard. Actually, no, she doesn't make an appearance at all. But
oh,
it just doesn't make any sense. Once we know that the dinosaurs
none of it
are
makes
loose,
sense.
Where
yeah.
the fuck Why you... is going on? Anyway, listen.
Well, it's Universal and Disney. Are
I don't know.
Work
these guys
got
to watch it. And then for some reason, a crossbow comes into play, which is cool, but yet...
Who?
A crossbow.
Oh, a crossbow.
Yeah. And for
like,
some
every
reason...
Every movie needs a crossbow.
Some little girl can shoot 2 crossbow bolts back to back.
I don't believe that.
With no cocking. Okay.
I don't think you can say that.
Can't say that.
I can't say that.
No.
Cross
bolts. It's a family show.
I can't say bolting bolts. No.
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 I got it. All right. Well,
I don't
listen.
Believe that.
Check it out. It's on the Nerdwatch Facebook page. If you have not seen it, it's 8 minutes of your time. Tell us what you think.
Eight minutes.
It's 8 minutes
no wonder.
Of your time. Yeah. So check it out.
Watching again more.
Oh man.
Also released today was a couple of trailers, courtesy of Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Number one being a Matthew Broderick series called Daybreak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's a post-apocalyptic series about high school kids taking on the apocalypse.
Great.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Are they Wolverines?
No, they're not.
Oh.
But it looks kind of interesting, and I'm mildly interested. Gotta tell you.
Like from the University of Michigan?
But the fact that Matthew Broderick is a principal is super cool.
Principal? Like,
he is. And it looks rather interesting. So check it out.
Does anyone piss in a gas tank?
No.
No?
I want that.
Yeah.
He should reprise his role from Election.
Yes, he reprised his role from Election, which is a great movie, by the way, if you've never seen Election. And then Netflix decided to put out another trailer.
Another one.
For a Stephen
another
King
one.
Film.
Mm-hmm.
And another
one.
For a Stephen
DJ Khaled.
For a Stephen King novella adaptation of him and his son Joe Hill's book called In the Tall Grass.
What?
And that's going to be coming to Netflix October 4th.
In the Tall Grass.
In the Tall Grass.
No one got mowers in this?
No, they don't. not in this eerie, crazy universe, they don't. But anyway, it looks kind of cool.
Yes, size people.
It's apparently you hear voices in the tall grass.
In the tall grass.
And you are actually forced to kind of go in there because you are. It's like the voices are calling to you.
Oh, it's Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, yes.
Gotcha.
If you build it, they will come.
Someone needs to get a wee whack.
Yeah. But it looks kind of interesting, but it's going to hit Netflix.
She will shoot 2 crossbows without cocking.
Without cocking.
I tell you, you have to mow it.
But anyway, it's that hit Netflix, or that the previews of those hit Netflix.
Time.
So check that out. In the Tall Grass, it stars that guy from he was
Matthew Perry.
He was the owl in Watchmen. So
Matthew Perry. Right?
No, was he? That yeah. Was the owl. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Sorry, I Patrick had a lazy Wilson? Sunday like stuck in my head all day. Huh? So.
Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson, yes. Patrick Wilson.
The guy that does the voice of Joe on Family Guy?
No, that's Patrick Warburton.
Oh, what's the difference?
Yeah, one's
One's better looking.
About 100 pounds?
100 pounds. Yeah, I would say that's about right. Yeah. I'd say that's just about
75?
Right. 75? He is the brother of Aquaman. That guy.
Netflix had a last trailer. I posted it on Nerdwatch page. It looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Living With Yourself or Paul Rudd versus Paul Rudd.
Did you? That was the next one I was going to bring up. Did you guys happen to see the
I did see it. I was a little disappointed.
Why?
More Will Smith's Gemini Man.
You know my biggest problem with this whole Living With Myself thing? It feels a lot like...
Multiplicity?
Yeah, it feels like they're redoing Multiplicity, but
there's
with
only
a...
only two.
Right, but it feels like there's more of a serious vibe to it. Yeah, I don't know, do...
This is more of a black comedy.
Well, we only see, you know, the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was a long trailer for that.
The higher the Rudd count, the higher the ratings.
The higher the Rudd count. That's what we should
but
hashtag
the lower
Rudd
the IQ, because that's what you get from cloning.
Yeah, that's right.
The stupider the Rudd, the funnier it's going to be.
That's right.
The Rudd count. We got to start a hashtag on that. So, yes, that actually came out as well. I'm mildly interested in that. I'm kind of excited about that as well.
Plagel wants to talk about Ad Astra. Did you
Daniel
Plagel,
one of the Nerd Watchers? Yes.
This?
Brad Pitt is in a new film. Is that opening this weekend as well? It is, isn't it? But not here, is it?
No, it is.
Oh, it is.
It's a wide release. It's from...
Oh, good. It stars...
It's the last of the 20th century before...
Brad Pitt is taking over the lead from Matthew McConaughey as the astronaut that goes to space in Ad Astra.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
This movie looks great.
It looks... All right. I don't know. It looks okay. What's the storyline on this one?
Didn't you just say it?
His father goes missing, and his father is building some kind of weapon in space on a space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to go up there and figure out what the hell is going on.
That's the plot of Rogue One.
Rogue One? It also sounds like something from Hickman's Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So who's his dad?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh,
Tommy Lee Jones is going to be his dad? All right, I'm in
Liv
now.
Liv Tyler is his wife, and Donald Sutherland is in it also.
Donald Sutherland's in it?
They got this little
in.
Space Cowboys.
All right, I'm
Liv
in.
Liv Tyler is another astronaut's wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Hype casting.
First of all.
I want to go my eyes.
They better put that movie in.
There better be some animal crackers in there.
Yeah. It's hard to compare Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck, but... If you
no,
had
it's
to.
Quite easy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
They're both great.
Are they both great?
They're both...
One's had black hair, one's had brown hair.
I kind of beg to differ with you, but okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Take it easy, man.
I think Brad Pitt's better.
Whoa.
Well, the biggest problem...
I love Brad Pitt in was 12 Monkeys, mm-hmm. So I'll always give him credit for that.
That's right. The biggest problem with Ben Affleck is he's from Massachusetts. Other than that...
Oh.
What?
Ben Affleck all the way then. Yeah.
Just Massachusetts?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Massachusetts?
Well, he's from Boston. You know how those guys are.
They're incredible.
Racist.
Some of the best comedians came out of Boston.
Like,
yeah, stop.
He's ribbing Alika.
Yeah.
I'm just ribbing
Alika.
I lived in Boston.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm just ribbing
Alika. Did time.
Yeah, he did time.
I was a Bostonian.
He did time in Boston.
I enjoy Boston. It's a great city. It's on the water. It's smaller than New York.
Oh, good.
There's less people. I'm sure it's crazy crowded right now, but
I'm sure it is.
In a while.
But anyway... Ad Astra opens up this weekend. So does Last Blood. And so does...
The wide release of Downton Abbey.
The wide release of Downton Abbey as well. Good. Now, anything anybody been watching lately on the tubes?
Swan made me watch the new Aladdin.
Oh. And?
It's actually not bad.
What?
Yeah.
Damn it, format.
Why'd you have to say that?
Some people might like it.
You know what?
It's not terrible.
Mark Gould, who's also going to be at the Maui Comic Con Artist Alley.
I like that guy, too.
By the way, I just want to shout out Kawasaki Productions, Mark Gould,
they're
Art
on the
Wong,
news.
Sam Campos, with also somebody I also knew. I knew Alika, the representative, the American Breast Cancer Awareness.
Oh, cool.
I thought you were talking about
her name is Alika. That's how we actually met.
Wow.
Listen to this. This is crazy. On Friendster.
Shut up on Friendster.
And the only reason we did it is we befriended each other because our names were so similar.
Wow. Nice. Interesting.
And oh, so, she ended up moving to Hawaii and hooking up with Sam Campos guys and creating an initiative to create a superhero to support breast cancer awareness.
Sweet.
And they just had a big fundraising event to create a new character. I'm not sure where it is right now. I should ask Sam, huh? Just ask him directly.
Yeah, you should ask him. Yeah. Do you know the name of the hero?
No, that's what I'm saying is I think the event was to create
I thought it was already created.
Yeah, I think people came out to participate and things like that.
Okay. You said Friendster. I went back like 20 years.
Yeah, I reset your brain on that one, right? Yeah. It was so funny. That's long ago, though. That's so weird that was long ago.
That's crazy.
I had to log into my Netscape account.
You know, but that's what was cool is I met her just randomly that way, but she turned out to be like this amazing person who just did all this cool stuff, and I was very inspired by her back then.
Fantastic.
And even now, she's keeping it up here in Hawaii, so we're very fortunate she came here.
Sweet. That's cool.
And, awesome. And I'm glad that she met Sam Campbell's guys. I mean, that's like so many cosmic coincidences that is just like
blowing
my mind.
I'm glad she has the same name as you.
Yeah. So makes it easy to know when we meet her.
Alika K. Edwards. She's a great, great person. And
it's weird that that's also your name.
My last name is not Edwards, by the way, but thanks. Thanks for knowing me, bud.
So getting back to the point, Format, should we be watching this new Aladdin?
Not on purpose.
Only by accident. That's the only time it's good.
All right.
Yeah, because, what was it? I was here doing 3D altars.
Yeah.
And then Swan turned the voodoo onto that, and then he walked away. And I was like,
what the
fuck? Where's the remote? And I couldn't change it.
That's
so
awesome.
It was just playing in the background.
You know, Swan is notorious for that, like, though.
Yeah.
I've watched so many random movies that I would never have watched otherwise with him.
I have to make a confession.
What?
You liked it, didn't you?
I have not seen it.
Oh.
But I did purchase it. And I don't know.
Good choice.
Okay.
Why would you?
The only reason why I did.
Because it came with a collector's magic carpet or something.
No. I only
like
bought
a swatch from the magic carpet.
No, it's really stupid logic because I had to get the original cartoon Aladdin in 4K, and it was sitting right there, and I was like, ugh.
They're a bundle?
No, it's not. Oh. And I just grabbed both of them.
You didn't have to.
I know, but
you
didn't
have to.
Because
they both had the same name.
You only had to do
that is one thing
and walk away.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie did a great job.
Great job,
movie.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
I don't know any of the people in the movie, but I think they did all right.
She was one that played. The
I don't care.
And Power Rangers.
I like the way Format shut that down. She's great, but you know what? I really don't give a crap.
Apparently, she's just one of the new Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's in the new Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll check it out.
Right, the Twilight Girl, right?
Christian's.
Oh, God.
Well,
she's going to be Catwoman. You
some
know.
Of the nerd watchers enjoyed Aladdin live action, so.
Yeah, isn't she trying to get into Marvel?
Yeah.
It's a little jarring at first, but I mean, it's like if you're forced to sit and watch it. Mm-hmm. And you can't change the channel. There are worse things to watch.
All right, fine. It's good old harmless fun.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, very good.
How was Will Smith?
Will Smith is the only times that he feels off is when he's blue.
Oh.
Because
that so
it's his face plastered on someone else's body.
I know. So really
the Blu-ray commercial?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't. It wasn't in the trailer. They show a scene of him in the cave dancing with Aladdin while he's blue. Mm-hmm. You know, like that looks so bad.
Right.
Yeah, but when he for whatever reasons, like he takes on flesh tones, and he grabs legs. Whenever he has legs, he's okay.
Okay,
but whenever he's like the smoky bottom, blue.
So he's black and blue.
But he walks.
No.
When he's smoky, so it doesn't make any sense.
All right.
Like, it doesn't. Why would you shred like that?
Disney hasn't been making much sense lately, so I'm not surprised.
Like, he should move like Slimer.
Ooh. Oh. And he has he's got ectoplasm behind him, and you can hear it. It's pretty sweet.
He needs a slime trail.
He needs a slime trail.
Yeah.
I'm in for that. All right. Well, it's
but
on my. Yeah, he doesn't.
But you own it, right?
I do. I'm going to go watch it.
Of course
and
he does.
I'm a sucker.
Sucker.
Sucker. I knew
but
it.
Yeah, you
God
should watch
dang
it. I mean,
yeah,
you already own it. It's not like you're going to return it. You're stupid.
It's
like
too late.
That,
I opened it already. I'm so stupid.
Why?
You opened it?
That's why are you opening
it? Yeah, watch it. Just pop it in there.
I'll pop it in.
Forget it's there and then hit play. Yeah.
All right. Aaron's telling me it's great.
You can't see it.
Whatever.
Makes me not want to turn it. Got it. All right, fair enough.
No, you're good.
All right, sweet. Yeah, those are my two pickups right. This week. Was those were those two Aladdin films? Oh my
no God. One's gonna judge you. I mean, we will.
I judge.
But,
I judge him all the time.
Yeah, he does. Oh, I did pick up my digital copy of Spiderman.
Okay, we don't care.
Far from Horm.
We can move on.
Yeah. So I got that as well. Good movie. But anyway,
Sony's Spider-Man?
Sony Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Sony Spider-Man.
The best Spider-Man.
It's going to be so good from now on. It's going to be fantastic.
I'm excited for Spider-Man after he leaves the MCU.
Oh, yes. The man who's going to be the leader of the Avengers.
Woo!
No longer. They're gonna. Woo! I guess they're going to have to resurrect RDJ, huh?
No, he's not. I hope not. Let the man
they're going to have to. They're going to have to Frankenstein him. It's going to be pretty awesome. It's
going to be in the Black Widow movie.
Ooh, there it is.
That's supposed to be before.
You know, they could bring him back.
They
if they do the Doom Superior Iron Man storyline, and then...
Well, the Black Widow takes place...
after Civil War.
In the before four times.
That's it. They're going to use the stone... And they're gonna push. They're gonna push the kid from
they're
Iron Man 3 into the hole to
they're
resurrect.
They're gonna be telling a Black
RDJ.
Widow story from before she, you know, became a stone.
Before she was Russian.
What?
Sweet.
Oh. Before she jumped off
she
the rock.
Russian
she's
always.
Russian the whole time.
Yeah, she's always Russian.
Yeah, you know, like when Psylocke used to be British.
Like ScarJo.
Yeah,
very good. Very good. That's true.
ScarJo is Russian.
Yeah, I ended up getting a bunch of flicks that I haven't had a chance to watch it. Two of the Aladdin films were
Netflix?
It.
Netflix?
No. Just some regular flicks.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. And then I got, I don't know why, because I haven't seen it yet. I ended up getting Rocket Man. I hope it's good.
Rocket Man. I heard good things about it.
Good.
Mostly from Aaron, so you can't really
So you can't really say.
So Daniel Plagel in the chat is saying Shang-Chi is going to be the new Iron Man for the MCU.
No.
What say you guys? Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings?
That's messed up. Well, why? Because he's Asian? Dude.
No, hey, I don't think so.
He's good with electronics? Daniel.
The thing is,
I expect better from you.
If there was... He's not good with electronics.
Is it the man or is it the Fu Manchu?
Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. I am apt to agree with Daniel Plagel here because... This property is in the same position that the Guardians of the Galaxy. There's such a slim minority of people that even knew who this character was, let alone understood their mythos at all, or their background. And they've modified Shang-Chi over the years. I think we've heard the famous, I think it was Starlin, Jim Starlin, who worked on it for like two, he created the character, worked on it for like two issues. And then bailed because he realized one of the villains they were using was actually based on a yellow fear exploitation, you know, racist stereotype villain.
Mm. Well, what's funny is that I ended up when Destin Cretton was here, he was here, and he's the director of Shang-Chi. When I spoke to him, he seemed very high on. He was very excited.
Yeah, he was super high. Going, who the hell are you? Why are you talking to me?
No. He was very excited.
Why are you talking to me?
No.
I'm Destin Gritton.
No, nothing like that at all.
You are just some guy.
No.
Let's get it.
On the side of the road.
That's how it works.
Yelling my name.
Anyway, he said he read a couple of treatments of Shang-Chi, and he said he's very excited to direct it. And he said it's going to be what they're putting together is going to be really good. So
I have no doubt in my mind from what I've heard so far, and. Just his work in general. I mean, I think that's a good. That's a very smart move.
He's got a movie coming out that's Oscar bait, which is Just Mercy, which is coming out with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
And
very good.
And, you know, and Michael I didn't even realize that was him.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the trailer, thinking it looked good, and then I realized later, Just Mercy, based on a true story.
Yes. Michael B. Jordan plays
Michael
an attorney.
Michael B. Jordan, that's right.
Yeah, he plays an attorney in the film defending Jamie Foxx.
Brie Larson's in it again.
Yeah, of course.
Brie Larson.
He's in all three of his movies.
Well, I joke with him. He said,
that's true.
I did joke with him. I said, listen, you got to use, Brie Larson seems to be your muse, pal. And he started laughing about it. It
that's
really
like
funny.
His Uma Thurman.
Yeah, it's his Uma Thurman. It's really funny. Yeah. So. I said, you know what? Keep using her, but I can't stand her.
I'm excited for Shang-Chi, and the fact that it could set up a proper, like, there could be occasion for a proper Mandarin to come back if people weren't. I was excited at the Colin Trevorrow, you know, Mandarin as it was setting up because I was like, you know, and then he's an actor and.
Isn't in the movie supposed to be like
Ben Kingsley?
Ben Kingsley. Yeah. Yeah. Was that Ben Kingsley? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said
Ben
Colin Trevorrow.
Who's Colin Trevorrow?
Like, the director of Jurassic
World. There you go. I knew it was some British sounding name. I don't know.
His name
I don't know actor's names.
The movie.
Oh, Trevor. There you go. That's why I thought Trevor.
Trevor Slattery.
Trevor Slattery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trevor dude.
Yeah. What's that?
The Mandarin supposed to be in the movie. Isn't that the first person supposed to be fighting in Shang-Chi?
No. It's a different villain is going to be in there, I think.
Well, we'll...
Fin Fang Foom! Yes!
Oh!
Yes, that would be awesome.
Fin Fang Foom would be sweet.
That would be sweet. Yeah,
that would be super sweet. Anyway, moving on this evening.
Awesome.
We'll get to Hard Media here in a few minutes, but first...
Great. Hard Media.
my
favorite nerd
format
segment.
Any gaming news, sir, that we need to discuss this evening?
Not really anything we need to discuss necessarily, mm-hmm. but for those of you that will be present in Akron, Ohio, a live video game museum opened this week.
Wow.
Yeah, so for those of you in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
enjoy.
And I'm assuming the history of video games from... I'm assuming all the way from, of course, everyone's home video, which would be Pong, all the way up to what's currently now.
The Atari.
If you guys want, like, a good flashback for video games back to the golden age, on YouTube, the episodes are there. Just mm-hmm. check out Starcade, if you remember that show.
Starcade.
They were playing, and this is 1970s arcade,
I remember
arcade,
that,
action.
Yeah.
Not 80s stuff. It was, like, real
I used
primitive
to watch Starcade.
Atari basic stuff. It's,
yep.
But it's actually a pretty fun show to watch.
Yeah,
even though they're not playing the game in live time, you can tell it's like footage of a different player.
It's pretty good. I've seen it, but yeah, it's interesting that you would bring that up because.
But if you like 90s arcades, mm-hmm. Video Power Season 2, incredible
Video Power
stuff.
Speaking of retro, the Genesis, the Mini Genesis hits this week. If I'm not mistaken,
I watched some really good reviews.
I'm very excited. Video Game Nerd review, the Cinemassacre review, is actually gives it a good rating,
mm-hmm.
and the games they list.
That's
are,
the
are
Genesis
good.
is the one retro system that I'd actually pick up. So I think I may have to pre-order.
Really?
It's $90. Yeah, it's the one I'd pick up. I didn't want the Super Nintendo one; it had crap games on it. I didn't want the Nintendo Classic; it had crap games on it.
What?
Yeah, the Nintendo Classic one had crap games on it. I don't care what it. And even the Sony Classic was. Garbage.
The Sony Classic probably, yeah, that wasn't
that
great.
Thing was trash. So, yes.
That one should have had, like, 60 games, 80 games.
Yeah, right?
It had 20
games. 20
games.
It's like, give me a break. So, anyway, I'm very excited. I may have to go pick up myself a Genesis Mini because that system
It looks good. They've got
the
some
hook.
Good games on it.
Yeah, it really does. Of course, Alter
and
Beast.
And Genesis was it had its own style. Like, when you mm-hmm. played... their, you know, their platformers or their, you know, mm-hmm. their side scrollers.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a Nintendo side. It had its own kind of thing going on.
Yeah, yeah. The
art. I really liked a lot of the Genesis art.
The Genesis Minis or the
I liked
Genesis
how the sprites were always bigger.
Yeah, that was really cool. I've always thought that the cartoon, especially the cartoon-esque games like Castle of Illusion and the Aladdins. And
yeah,
things,
their Disney
yeah.
games.
Yeah,
were
all
great.
The Disney games. Yeah.
All the Disney games.
But
fantastic.
They did have other good. Disney mm-hmm. Cartoon games like James mm-hmm. Pond, which was like a fish that was a
James
spy,
Pond. I remember that.
Or Flicky, which is about a yep. it's like a puzzle game with a bird kind
right.
of thing.
Well, there's going to be 42 games
wow,
on awesome. This thing, if I'm
shop.
Not mistaken. So, I think is it 42 games? Yes. So let me go over them really quick for those that want to know.
42.
Tetris.
Let's go over those real
Darius,
quick.
Darius, Virtua Fighter 2.
Ooh.
Alicia Dragoon, Monster World 4, Kid Chameleon.
Kid Chameleon.
Yep.
I have that.
Road Rash 2.
It's a good game.
One of my favorite games on that system, Eternal Champions.
Yeah, that was I remember mm-hmm. I had a specific sleepover. We rented mm-hmm. Eternal Champions and all
yep.
ran that game ragged.
Another one of my favorite games, Columns, is going to be on there.
It's a pretty good game.
Dynamite Heady, Strider. Of course, everybody remembers Strider.
Yeah.
Light Crusader. And also Sonic the Hedgehog, obviously.
Which ones?
Yeah. The original.
Just one?
Yep, just one. Echo,
oh, that's kind of rough.
Echo the Dolphin.
Echo the Dolphin's great.
Well, you only can put one on there anyway because there's been so many Sonic
then put
releases.
Sonic 2. Sonic 2 is, if you're going to pick one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, well, fine. Echo the Dolphin, which is a great game. Castlevania Bloodlines. Space Harrier 2. Shining Force. That was a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. I don't remember that one.
That's like a Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
Here's another great game, Toe Jam and Earl.
Yes.
Which is so good.
Wow.
Yep. Comic Zone, which was another cool game. I liked it. It was fun.
Generic comic heroes. Yeah. I wasn't into it as a kid.
Altered Beast, of course.
Yes.
Gunstar Heroes. Yep. Castle of Illusion.
Gunstar Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Gunstar Heroes is good.
That's a $30 cartridge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Castle of Illusion, World of Illusion,
yeah.
Thunder Force 3, Super Fantasy Zone, Shinobi 3.
Ooh.
Yep. Streets of Rage 2. Yes, Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Do you guys remember Earthworm Jim, the hype when that game came out?
I owned it.
It was like the best game ever.
It was the best game ever because you use your head as a whip.
Yeah.
I still have the toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a whip. That's how you pronounce it.
Just like a whip. It was pretty good. Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yeah, the better.
It's going to be on there.
It.
Contra Hardcore. I didn't get to play that. Landstalker. I'm not familiar with that. I never got to play that. Mega Man, the Wily Wars.
Huh.
Street Fighter 2 Special Champion Edition. That was good.
So that's all the characters from the 16-bit generation?
Mm-hmm. Ghouls and Ghosts. Remember that. That was good.
That's like a Ghosts and Goblins sequel.
Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle.
Also good.
Very good. Beyond Oasis. I don't remember that. Everyone's favorite, Golden Axe.
Golden Axe.
Phantasy Star 4, The End of the Millennium. Don't
That's
remember
a great
that.
It's an RPG.
Don't remember
A very
that.
Popular
Never
one.
Played that.
It's actually an ongoing series. They're on like, what, 10 or so? I don't know.
And
it's like Final Fantasy almost.
Sonic the Hedgehog Spinball. That was good. I like that.
Not good.
Vector Man. Vector Man was a cool concept.
It was like from the generation that gave us Clay Fighter.
Yep.
I had a lot of fun with Clay Fighter when they were playing with graphics and trying to make the 3D rendering more
Vector graphics.
And last but not least, Wonder Boy in Monster World.
What is that?
I never played it. I don't know.
I think that was the Genesis version of
The Sega Genesis Nemo. Mini will be released September 19th and will cost $79.99 right here in the good old U.S. of A. So that's going to be pretty cool. And then
the next day, Link's Awakening comes out, which I can't wait for.
By the way, the Sega Genesis Mini comes with two, count them, two three-button controllers.
So did the Super Nintendo Mini.
Yeah.
Well, this is better because it's Sega.
But the NES Mini only came with one.
Yeah, it's garbage. Yes, and then the week
and the
day.
They're the full size ones too.
Yeah, they're the full size ones.
Yeah, that's what I heard. There, they feel good.
I'm very excited. They always feel good. Anyway, Link's Awakening the very next day will be coming out to the Switch, so you can check that out. Awakening is going to be. I'm very excited for Link's Awakening. I can't wait to play that. I think I'm going to like that a lot better than the overhyped Zelda game. What is it? Breath of the Wild.
Shut up. Did you even play Breath of the Wild?
I did.
He never finished it.
It never finished it because it is such an overrated piece of
crap. It's not overrated. It's so good.
It's garbage.
You're overrated.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Breath of the Wild was overrated.
And this, you know, what I really like is that this shows you that they don't give up on the things that they took chances on, and there really is like three tracks that Zelda's on, and I feel like they're going to just release them in a cycle. Like they're going to do the realistic Zelda, which is Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that somebody breathing?
Am I breathing?
He's so worked up, man.
I'm angry. Breath of the Wild sucks.
It's good. So, like, the lineage of that
just
is
breathing
it starts,
hard.
It starts with Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, and then Breath of the Wild is the hyper-realistic Zelda games.
Yeah.
And then you have the Wind Waker and Link's Awakening original and new Link's Awakening, and they're following that cartoony stuff. And then you're also going to get, I predict, we're going to get a remake of the 8-bit stuff, too, probably. The top
Minish
down.
Cap.
We'll
Minish
see.
Yeah, the DS stuff. There was a lot of DS stuff
that
I totally didn't play any DS Zeldas. There's like 10 different Zelda
games. Yeah, there's a bunch of
the
them.
DS.
Well, I'm very excited. Genesis Mini and, of course, Link's Awakening happening this week. Very excited. Also, something that came out this Tuesday, or excuse me, Friday... Borderlands 3 finally hit the shelf. The RPG has come to the PC exclusively to the Epic Game Store and, of course, to the PS4 and the Xbox One X. It is Borderlands 3, courtesy of Randy Pitchford and his fellow compatriots at Gearbox Software. So I picked it up. So did Uncle Kai.
Uncle Kai.
Uncle Kai.
What?
Uncle.
You're older than
me. Why are you calling me Uncle?
Uncle Kai, tell
us what
you're
older than me.
Tell us what you think so far of Borderlands Tree.
Okay. Well, first off, I'd like to say I have total bias for this game because I love this franchise for way too much.
Okay. Well, you sound like you're really excited about it.
I like it. I see where people were complaining about it, but I never had any of the problems that everyone was saying they were having.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for most everyone.
Is that the case?
That is the case.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
It's not good for you. You only like retro games, you ninny. Yeah.
No. I like it. Mm-hmm. I haven't incurred any of the problems. I did have.
When you throw your controller on the ground, it plays like a retro game.
It does.
You don't have a problem with this sacrilegious image, G?
None whatsoever.
You
don't, no.
You yeah, actually see their faces.
Because
in the
flowers. I don't hold the Virgin Mary sacred the way Catholicism does.
Whoa. So, yeah. I thought you were a Catholic.
No. Not even close.
Are you a Protestant?
Bro, no. I'm not even Protestant.
Are you one of them weirdo Adventists?
I'm not an Adventist. No, I'm not an Adventist. No.
I would assume you're an Angelus.
Anyway, so you like Borderlands 3.
Evangelical. Yeah. That's what he is.
There you go.
That's what you are.
Yeah. I'm what they call one of them Anabaptists.
You're a Trump vote.
Anyway. You're darn right. You're darn tootin'. Yeah. No, anyway. So are you liking it?
Yeah, I am. I just finally beat the game.
40, you beat 40, it?
Yeah, 40-something hours.
You're insane.
Hey,
you're a beast.
Well, I seen the fastest time is like around 30-something. People just blaze through all the side stories and stuff.
Yeah.
I was kind of taking my time with it. I found a lot of, I found some homage to different things like Rick and Morty, One Punch Man, the anime series, a whole bunch of things. I'm still hunting around for some more stuff.
Well, let me tell you something. I have not finished it, but here are my impressions. First of all, the story right now is pretty weak. I don't think it's that good.
No, you have yours.
That is like the worst impression I've ever
Claptrap, I don't know, for some reason, he's not endearing. He's supremely annoying.
Different voice actor.
No, but he's incredibly annoying this game. I don't know why he's damn annoying.
He's always been annoying.
Okay, well, no, he wasn't as annoying in the other games. Here's my problem with it mechanically. Number one, the frame rate is garbage.
Yeah, I see that most people have that problem.
The stuttering is absolute trash.
I didn't have a stuttering.
The map stinks. Whoever came up with the map should
God,
be.
Why are you so mad?
Should be put to death. Okay?
You just gotta get used to it.
The map is awful. Okay? It's absolutely awful. And
we
should try
to stop being mean to G for like a week and see if his reviews get better. Like he starts being closer.
Let me tell you the worst thing about Borderlands 3. Here's the worst thing about Borderlands 3 that none of the other games had. In Borderlands 3, you are consistently running around looking for freaking chests with ammo in it. All the time. It's like it's every 5 seconds you're running out of ammo for whatever gun you have. It doesn't even matter. You're running out of ammunition. No. You're running out of ammunition constantly, running around trying to find freaking chests with ammo in it. Not like the other games. The other games were a little better with that.
You're a terrible shot.
I will say this too. The other thing that bugs me is that this time around, the enemies
mad.
Are very bullet spongy.
So mad.
Super bullet spongy.
Well, yeah, they want to take a new directive. If you look at the gun look at the damage on each of the weapons, it's completely different.
Not
like what we used to have before. It's much more lower because then they want to stretch the story out longer. They don't want to give you the
There's corrosion damage, weather. Electrical damage, and there's a couple other things on there.
Yeah, they took away one thing and they added a new thing. They took away slag and they put in radiation.
Hey, do me a favor. Can you do me a favor, Kai?
What?
Since you're done with it, can you let Format borrow it so he can trash the game as well as I did? That would be
awesome.
You
just want to hear Format trash it so you can feel better.
Absolutely. Because he'll have the same problems that I had.
I would if I wasn't playing another character. Already.
Damn it!
If you gave me your copy, and
you'd still be
in the same spot you are now.
The problem is that I don't buy physical.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Damn, well, I don't buy physical. That's my biggest problem.
You need to get me review codes.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get your review codes. Anyway, I'm not giving up on the game yet. I'm hoping that there's going to be patches for it. Borderlands 3 so far.
It's the first week.
I'm entertained by it, and then we'll see.
Next week, you'll be singing its praises. And then the week after that, you'll be pissing and moaning again.
That's
it's
true.
Okay. Just look for one. Just go find One Punch on Promethea.
Okay.
Because then once you get that shotgun from him, you're going to be more happy.
Oh, okay. I'm very excited. I can't wait.
Ask me what the name of the shotgun is.
What's the name of the shotgun, Kai?
One Pump Chump.
Wow. Really?
Isn't that your nickname?
It hurts because it's true.
Oh, man. All right, you weren't supposed to say that. Now I feel bad.
No, don't be.
That was pretty awesome.
Now the secret's out.
Don't let One Punch get you. He's going to kill you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to check in with, that guy.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Has anybody watching Titan Season 2 yet?
No.
It's on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one?
You're the only one.
You're the only one.
Don't you tell us about it?
You're the only one that has there's a glutton for punishment, apparently.
I don't know.
I heard it was good.
All right.
Yeah, that's just
Gannon said it was good. Worth watching.
Well, I like Gannon. So.
My brother, who isn't a big, comic show guy, he watched Swamp Thing and said that was incredible.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm
kind of
looking forward to that.
That was cool. I'm hoping they make another season.
Well, they canceled it, so it's like.
Yeah,
I feel like that could come around. Yeah.
Speaking of incredible, it's time to check in with Captain Five Stars.
Do we have to?
Richard takes off his ear. It's time to check in with Captain Five Star. Find out what's new this week in his sack of hard media this week.
I feel fine.
So
my sack is empty because I didn't pick anything up.
All right, you didn't pick anything up. So what is coming out, though?
But there is season 3 and the last season of Lethal Weapon.
Oh,
that show went down when Sean William Scott.
It was really good.
Yep, yeah. I'm with you on that.
Sean William Scott, how could that guy?
Oh yeah, trust me, it's bad.
It
went
very
down.
Believable as ex-Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is make him lose his car. You gotta hit him.
Disney's re-releasing all the Star Wars movies. For
is that?
Why don't
you
just wait till the ninth one comes out?
Yeah.
It's like in Blu-ray and digital code packs.
Oh, so it's not 4K or anything?
No.
Okay. I want to get the phase one box set.
They're just trying to get more money.
And are these the remastered? Are these the Lucas cuts?
The
good.
Extra Dubacks?
That's the only ones that I. That's the only ones I subscribe
only
to.
I want to see my stormtroopers on Dubacks.
Yep.
I just want more Dubacks.
What else is coming out?
I Spy is getting a Blu-ray release.
As in the one with Eddie Murphy and Luke Wilson?
I just watched that the other day.
Wow.
It's not that bad.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, it's.
I'd rather watch Get Smart.
Yeah.
And there's more classic Andy Sidaris films.
Oh.
How
Guns.
Class.
And this one I really want, Do or Die with Pat Morita.
Do or Die with Pat Morita? Nice. Andy Sidaris, of course, the famous director of Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Hooray.
Oh.
Yeah.
And speaking of Matthew Broderick earlier, he's getting a collector's edition of
Biloxi Blues. Yes. Sweet.
Great.
There's a 20th anniversary of Galaxy Quest.
And what?
There's a Best Buy exclusive.
Shut up.
20th anniversary?
I can't believe that movie's 20 years old.
I'm so old.
That is so good. Holy crap, that's a great movie.
Oh, man.
So good. Oh, and the steelbook at Best Buy is really nice artwork.
God damn it.
I kind of want to see that.
Now I'm going to have to grab it. Son of a...
I'm so
old.
I'm
right now, so I want to see that.
So good,
that
movie.
That movie's so good.
It's
20.
It's what it sounds like.
You said Best Buy, right?
Best Buy is
what else?
There's the fourth season of Supergirl.
Okay. That's where she gets all SJW.
Whoa, take it. Come on,
no?
Man.
No?
They were a fine group in the 90s.
They were.
Arrow's releasing The Hills Have Eyes 2.
Ah, the original?
Yes.
Good.
WWE.
And John Waters. Criterion's releasing polyester.
What? Criterion's releasing polyester? Yep. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
They deserve to
just
release
John
his whole
Waters,
collection.
That's all. Wow. They're releasing John Waters.
All the John Waters movies.
He's walking out on his own.
So good.
Polyester's with Divine and Tab Hunter.
Tab Hunter. The soap star.
The soap star. And
Beefcake.
Beefcake, which like dudes.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yes.
All right. Well, Divine had the right plumbing for that.
Yes, he did.
So it's all good.
Yeah. What else?
And packed in one bundle together is the first four Batman films on 4K.
What?
And yes.
Best Buy is doing four. A steelbook collection.
4K?
Yeah.
All equally good as each other.
How much? How much?
The four Batman films.
Probably like 80, 100 bucks.
80, 100 bucks?
$100 for the four Batman films?
Yeah, because it's a 4K.
I feel like I've seen that in the $5 bin before.
Damn it.
You probably did.
Well, they released them separately.
It's a $20 bundle.
They released them separately like a couple weeks ago. All
right. I might skip the last
one. Best Buy has like a steelbook collection.
Right. Can you keep the nipple one for 15
minutes?
Give me the two Burton movies.
And this is for sure Alika's favorite movie of the year.
Oh.
What? The biggest release of the week.
Yes!
X-Men.
Yes!
Dark Phoenix.
Yes! X-Men! Dark Phoenix
like, nope.
has hit Blu-ray and 4K.
Cool.
You can relive the greatness of X-Men Dark Phoenix in your own home.
And if you like
Tuesday.
It so much,
I'll
there's
buy
a you
second.
Buy and there's a Target exclusive.
If you ever wanted to hear Cyclops drop an F-bomb, this is the movie. You're going to have to wait till the end, but it's worth it. I don't remember what happened in the rest of the movie, but that F-bomb was great.
All I remember is that for some reason, Storm let it rain during the funeral.
She
it's like, why not, man?
Yeah,
it's like
true.
She's setting the mood.
She
it was
is.
A
but
big
like,
mood.
Why?
As the why?
You know why? Because she was crying. She was that was
she wasn't though.
She was crying on the inside, and she was displaying it with her rain.
That's being dick.
That's
no
kind of messed up.
Yeah. Just checking. All right. Well, listen.
Hey, you remember when
you were in Kansas Steelbook?
Jean Grey
really
made
nice.
Professor X hobble up the stairs on his ankles.
Hey, that was a fantastic scene.
That was,
James McAvoy, very well done.
No.
How dare you?
Magnifique.
How dare you?
I never actually did understand that, why he didn't like convince himself that he can walk.
He was a. They didn't use a stunt double. He walked on his ankles for that.
You know,
scene.
That's a good point.
It's a
I
tough
never thought
walk
about
to master.
That. Why wouldn't Professor X not?
Why wouldn't he will himself to walk?
Will himself to walk. It's a good point.
He's lazy. Mentally lazy.
Mentally lazy.
It's like, I could walk if I thought
when
about
I really
it hard
like
enough.
One eye over here pushing me around.
Yeah, so, I don't feel like thinking that much extra there, guys.
By the way, one of the nerd watchers in the chat said that Kevin Smith got an opportunity to watch Dark Phoenix just this week.
Awesome.
And he thought it was fun.
I bet.
Yeah,
so there you go, Alika.
He must have been high.
So,
of course he was.
He yeah. Says that kind of stuff they for just, everything.
Him and Jason Mewes just released a new brand of weed, so obviously he was probably testing that out. He's like, better, this is a good time to pop in than a new X-Men movie when I'm not my. Just shut the brain off. Don't think about much.
Well, if Kevin Smith says it's good, it must be good. Ladies and gentlemen, Dark Phoenix.
Enjoys, like, everything.
Great film. You have to check
Great
it out.
Film.
Only on Hard Media today in stores.
You know what
I'm
my
sure
favorite
he
part
cried
is?
During that 8 minutes Jurassic movie thing you guys talked about.
I think it was very true to its own franchise in setting the precedent. I think they started the movie with someone getting impaled on a tree. And like most X-Men, I'm going to do a graph like the
All
way
right.
most X-Men die. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be impaled while moving backwards towards something.
Okay.
That's every X-Men's famous last words in the Fox X-Men
Fantastic.
Franchise. That's how Mystique ate it, this one.
Yes, she did.
So. She's like, you're like watching the scene and you see the jagged pile of wood behind her. And you see Dark Phoenix floating in the street. And you're like, she's going to push her into that.
I'm telling you, I have to agree
That's
with Professor Barry.
Incredible.
I think this is movie.
It's
going to be
it's
one
the
of those cult
Fox
classics.
X-Men movie because
yeah.
they had everything that a Fox X-Men movie needs.
don't be sour, bro.
I'm not sour. It's like, yeah. Sure, if you like that kind of thing.
Well,
it's not a bad. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Listen, before we get out of here,
if you like it,
am I missing whatever. Anything? Do we need to talk about anything before we get out of here and call it a night?
I feel like we're missing something.
I had comic news, but Todd's not here to debate it with me.
Well, I heard Rob Liefeld was in the news again.
It's about the guy. The guy who I guess wrote part of Youngblood owns half the rights to it, and it's called Terrific Productions LLC. Mm-hmm. And he basically forced Rob Liefeld out of control and ownership of Youngblood.
Wow.
And he's planning a relaunch, but he's doing it in such a jerkish way. Like he's telling all these. He told Ryan Stegman he would make him a star. Ryan Stegman is the star who is working on Venom and Cosmic Ghost Rider and everything that Donny Cates is writing. Ryan Stegman is drawing, and he's already a renowned Marvel artist. He's like, I'll make you famous. He's such a dummy. He's saying that to. He's like, hey, Eric Larson, do you? Would you like to work on this with me? And Eric Larson's like, that'll never happen. Wow. One of the founding members of Image. He stole it from Rob Liefeld, a founding member of Image. He goes to his other founding member of Image, Eric Larson, and goes, hey, do you want to work on this?
Can I ask you something about that really quick? It has nothing to do with that, but it has to do with Rob Liefeld. Why does every single comic book related website, when they ever run a piece on Rob Liefeld, they use that same stupid picture of him that he looks like such a dorky idiot?
Because they love to make Rob Liefeld look bad.
Do they really?
Yeah, man.
Does he not have a good reputation in the business?
He's notorious. That's why you hear so much about him.
Oh, okay.
He speaks his mind, and it's not always what people want to hear. All not right. even what sounds sane sometimes. Like he's like when he was predicting the impending crash of DC Comics and closure of that. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes he's just being Uncle Rob talking a bunch of crap.
Ah, he says things that people don't want to hear, huh? Is he offending those, you know?
No, I don't know.
All right, I'm just checking.
His Instagram stories are really good.
Are they?
Like, he makes videos of, you know, new stuff that he's working on.
The other thing, but that's the good thing about Rob, is he brings you on the journey through, especially when Deadpool was being produced. He was behind the scenes a lot. He got to be on the set.
Nice.
And, you know, he's Deadpool and Cable's biggest cheerleader. So when there's new products related to those, like statues or figures, the review is on his website first. You know, he's really good about keeping. If you like comic books and comic book culture and news, you at least see what's going on with them. Bleeding Cool, every other article is about Rob Liefeld.
Wow, could Todd McFarlane be as excited as Rob Liefeld about his own?
He is, because they're about to cross. They just tied with the record for Spawn 300, the longest running independent owned comic, tying with Cerebus, Dave Sims comic.
Nice.
But now issue 301, it's the record breaking issue that's going to be coming out soon, not this week, but soon.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to Rob Liefeld and Todd McFarlane.
All the Image forefathers.
Yeah, all the Image forefathers. So congratulations to them, and I'm really glad that you broke it down, because if you didn't, and if Todd was here, we'd be here for another 45 minutes. So
that's what I want to talk about comics. What's the problem? I want to talk comics on a nerd podcast.
I'm just saying Todd would have.
I think he understands the culture more, and I think it would help to have someone to bounce.
No, I agree. I agree. He needs a safe space. I'm with you. Anyway, this week Friday. What's opening up? Last Blood.
You already went over that.
Right. And what else? Downton Abbey. And Ad Astra. Right? And Ad Astra. And this Friday, video game releases, Link's Awakening, and the Sega Genesis Mini. So be prepared to empty your wallets this weekend. And I'm very excited to try Link's Awakening and go watch Last Blood with you fools. Aren't you? Who's going to Last Blood? Oh, you and I are. Sweet. None of you guys, huh?
What is that? This Friday or
this Thursday. Thursday night is the premiere.
The last Rambo I watched was the first one.
What the hell? Wow, that's incredible. Anyway,
and then the animated series.
Well, that goes without saying. I think the animated series should have been.
Rambo I watched was
Rambo Bright.
He put on boxing gloves, and he was in a ring. He was fighting against a Russian.
So oh, yeah. He also put on gloves in a Rambo film, and he fought like an Asian guy.
He put gummy bears and rock candy
and rock
on his
candy on his on his gloves. Yes, yeah, I remember that. That was pretty awesome.
Well, since we're still on Stallone, real quick, he's trying to revive two of his old movies.
Oh, that's right.
You know, he's trying
Tango
to go back.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah, yes. Tango and Cash and Cobra with Robert Rodriguez.
Robert Rodriguez doing Cobra 2 would be sweet.
I would watch that. That would that sounds actually
I would. I love Cobra. I think Cobra's one of his underrated classics. Number two, I would only watch Tango and Cash if Kurt Russell was in it.
Well, he said he's not going to do it unless Kurt Russell does it.
Kurt Russell is dead in this movie.
Yes. I'd be so excited to see them together.
Oh, yeah. I'm
weakening at Bernie's.
Did we can have Bernie's Kurt Russell's character.
Oh, no, stop it. Don't do that.
Kurt Russell's character.
Kurt Russell deserves more respect than that. I'm way more respect.
Wants Kurt Russell back. respect for
him. All right. Well, hopefully next week we'll have more nerds on the show. We are getting ever so close.
Kurt Russell's character.
Why won't you be here, A-Rod?
I'm in Oahu next week.
But it'll have...
For the Hanson show?
Oh, look at you!
That's so weird.
You're there all week.
What the hell?
Hell yeah.
You're going
to
go...
And I'm going to the after party.
Good old Hanson. Revitalizing the economy.
First ever after party.
What?
I'm going to the after
party. It's just
going to
be you and Hanson.
Watch your drink now, okay?
Yeah, Taylor is going to be...
Taylor invited you.
Wow, she did, huh? Wow. So you're going to go see Hanson in Honolulu this weekend.
At the Republic.
Well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm
all right?
Proud. All right.
Sure
you keep Hanson shirt ready.
Oh, do you now? All right. Well,
the original 90s shirt you had when you were a kid.
Such a dork, bro.
It's a crop top now.
Such a dork. All right. Well, you have a good time bopping around the Republic with your boys, the Hansons.
I'm excited for the after show because I've never been to anything like that.
Yeah. It's going to be wild.
Yeah. Plenty. Hey, listen. Hey, if it's Hanson, there's plenty of chicks, bro.
I know. Hey, girl, you want to bop out?
No, it's not gonna be.
That's where
yes, good for you. I'm very excited.
They're
for
all going to be under the age of 16.
Yeah. No, they won't. Yeah. There you go.
Are you rocking out to bop right now?
Facebook is going to flag us for this. Anyway, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We will see you back here next week,
Enjoy
Tuesday.
Almost Black Crows. Sweet.
Without A-Ron, what a scrub. And yeah, please, don't give us the full report on the Hanson thing, okay?
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Because we regret asking you about Jason Mraz already.
How about when you go there, you stay there?
Yeah.
You should also do like a concert review series where you go to all the concerts that nobody wants to go to.
That's right.
To carry on from your earlier idea, Aaron goes to the concerts by himself.
Yeah, Jason Mraz, Aaron with a pork pie hat on.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Here's the thing: I'm going to Oahu with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going
and
to
she's
going to
ditch you.
No,
very shortly
to the concert
after
by myself because she doesn't want to go.
Exactly.
I just grew that much more respect for your sister.
That's sweet.
But she just punked you.
I'll live at a nerd walk.
Oh, you know what?
She's like,
no,
I'll drive you there.
You know what? I will give you permission to do that.
Why?
I say, Ron.
Can
what the hell?
Can your sister sit in for you? Because she sounds cooler
than you. She sounds way cooler than you. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for Captain Five Star, and of course the man who is going to bop this weekend or next weekend. Of course, for A-Ron, for Format, for the producer, seducer, Kai, Alika, and myself, G-Money. Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you right back here next week on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.